Yes, replied Agamemnon. Never be too trustful, even of your wife, nor show her all that is in your mind. Reveal a little of your plans to her, but keep the rest to yourself. Not that your wife, Odysseus, will ever murder you. Icarius's daughter is far too loyal in her thoughts and feelings, the wise Penelope. She was a young woman when we said goodbye to her on our way to the war. She had a baby son at her breast. And now, I suppose, he has begun to take his seat among the men. Fortunate young man. His loving father will come home and see him, and he will kiss his father. That is how things should be. Whereas that wife of mine refused me even the satisfaction of setting eyes on my son. She killed me before I could. And now I will give you a piece of advice. Take it to heart. Do not sail openly into port when you reach your home country. Make a secret approach. Women, I tell you, are no longer to be trusted. But can you give me the truth about my son? Have you and your friends heard of him as still alive? In Orchomenus, possibly, or Sandy Pylos, or maybe with Menelaus in the plains of Sparta. For my good Orestes has not yet died and come below. Son of Atreus, I answered him, why ask me that? I have no idea whether he is alive or dead. It does no good to utter empty words. So we stood there, grieving, exchanging joyless words as the tears rolled down our cheeks. And now there came the soul of Peleus' son, Achilles, of Patroclus, of the handsome Antilochus, and of Ajax, who in stature and in manly grace was second to none of the Danaans, except had the handsome son of Peleus. The soul of Achilles, the greatest runner, recognised me. Favourite of Zeus, son of Laertes, Odysseus, master of stratagems, he said in mournful tones. What next, dauntless man? What greater exploit can you plan to surpass than your voyage here? How did you dare to come below to Hades' realm, where the dead live on as mindless disembodied ghosts? Achilles, I answered him, son of Peleus, far the strongest of the Achaeans. I come to consult with Tiresias, in the hope of finding out from him how I could reach rocky Ithaca, for I have not managed to come near Achaea yet, nor set foot on my own island, but have been dogged by misfortune. But you, Achilles, are the most fortunate man that ever was or will be. For in the old days, when you were on earth, we Argives honoured you as though you were a god, and now, down here, you have great power among the dead. Do not grieve at your death, Achilles. And do not make light of death, illustrious Odysseus, he replied. I would rather work the soil as a serf on hire to some landless, impoverished peasant than be king of all these lifeless dead. Come, give me news of that fine son of mine. Did he follow me to the war and play a leading part or not? And tell me anything you have heard of the noble Peleus. Does the Myrmidon nation still do him homage? Or do they dishonour him in Hellas and Phthia because his old age has made a cripple of him? For I am not up there in the sunlight to protect him as I once protected the Argives and laid the champions of the earth low on the broad plains of Troy. If I could return for a single moment to my father's house, as I then was, I would make those who forcibly robbed him of his position of honour cringe before the might of my unconquerable hands.